Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giridhara Dhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giridhara Dhari. Yasoda nandana braja janaranjana Yasoda nandana braja janaranjana Jamuna tira vanachani Jamuna tira vanachani Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Vajraja Kacharya. Astasasi Srimadis Divine Grace Sadeshi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki. Come with the founder charges divine grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Vajracharya Astatarasi Srimadis Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Srinath Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananda Gauri Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai Gaura Premanande All glories to the sum of the devotees. All glories to the sum of the devotees. All glories to the sum of the devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Ma Om Vishnu Padai Krishna Padasavadare Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaudavani Bachani Vishishya Shunyavari Pastachari Shatarani Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Third Canto, Chapter 14, entitled Pregnancy of Diti in the Evening. Text Number 48. Sa vai Mahabhagavato Mahatma Mahanubhavo Mahatam Mahishta Pavridda Bhaktya Hi Anubhavita Saye Nivesha Vaikuntam Imam Vihashyati Savai Maha Bhagavato Mahatma Savai Maha Bhagavato Mahatma Mahanubhavo Mahatam Mahishta Mahanubhavo Mahatam Mahishta Pavridda Bhaktya Hyanubhavita Shaye pavritta bhaktya yanubhavita shaye nivesha vaikuntam imam vihasyam. I'm sorry. Nivesha vaikuntam imam mahasyati savai mahabhagavato mahatma manubhavo mahatam mahishta pavridda bhaktya yanubhavita shaye nivesha vaikuntam imam vihasyati. Please chant. Mahanubhavo mahatam mahishta pavridda bhaktya hanubhavita shaye nivesha vaikuntam imam yashyati savai mahabhagavato mahatma Ladies. Nivesha vaikuntam imam vihasyati savai mahabhagavato mahatma mahanubhavo mahatam mahishta bhavritta bhaktya hyanubhavita shaye Nivesha vaikuntam imam vihasyati. Sa, he, vai, certainly, maha bhagavata, the topmost devotee, mahatma, expanded intelligence, maha anubhava, expanded influence, mahatam, of the great souls, Mahishta, the greatest, Pavridha, well matured, Bhaktya, by devotional service, he certainly, Anubhavita, being situated in the Anubhava stage of ecstasy. Ashaye, in the mind. Nivesha, entering. Vaikuntam, in the spiritual sky. Imam, this material world. Vihasyati, will quit. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. That topmost devotee of the Lord will have expanded intelligence and expanded influence and will be the greatest of all the great souls. Due to matured devotional service, he will certainly be situated in transcendental ecstasy and will enter the spiritual sky after quitting this material world. Purport. There are three stages of transcendental development in devotional service, which are technically called Stayi Bhava, Anubhava, and Mahabhava. Continual perfect love of Godhead is called Stayi Bhava. And when it is performed in a particular type of devotional, of transcendental relationship, it is called Anubhava. But the stage of Mahabhava is visible amongst the personal pleasure potential energies of the Lord. It is understood that the grandson of Diti, namely Prahlad Maharaj, would constantly meditate on the Lord and reiterate his activities. Because he would constantly remain in meditation, he would easily transfer himself to the spiritual world after quitting his material body. Such meditation is still more conveniently performed by chanting and hearing the holy name of the Lord. This is especially recommended in this age of Kali. Om Agyan Timirandasya Giranjana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmulitam Jaina Tasmai Sigure Nama Gam Kuro Diva Chalam Panglang Langayate Girim Merki Patamande Sigurum Dina Tarana Paramananda Maravam Sri Chaitanya Ishwara. That topmost devotee of the Lord will have expanded intelligence and expanded influence and will be the greatest of the great souls. Due to matured devotional service, he will certainly be situated in transcendental ecstasy and will enter the spiritual sky after quitting this material world. So this is the perfect example. Yad yad acharati shreshtas tadari vataro jana. It's very nicely described by the Lord in Bhagavad Gita that whatever acts a great man performs, common men will follow. And by his exemplary acts, all the world will pursue. So, just like in ordinary society, there are very powerful people who do so many things, whether it be business or social work, there are so many activities. And these personalities, because of their expertise, they become very famous in society. So people look up to athletes or scientists or doctors, engineers, philosophers. But that sort of, so we can see that it's a common experience that when great souls, great personalities, whether they're material or spiritual workers, they're appreciated or they're glorified, they're followed, and people like to follow in their footsteps. So here we're reading how the spiritual personalities, their activities are especially recognized because not only are they exemplary in their material activities as Prahlad or as Prithu or the Pandavas or within our own experience Srila Prabhupada, not only are these personalities very exemplary in their material activities, but they're especially glorified for their spiritual qualities. Yasyasti bhakti bhagavati akinchana. The Bhagavatam explains that the demigods, certainly in great personalities, they have a lot of attractive qualities. And people like to see how those qualities can be followed to the point where they worship these personalities. But these, all of these qualities, and again, there are so many qualities that an advanced personality may have. All of these qualities are, you can say, combined, or they're condensed within the personality of a devotee. And not only are they within that personality, but they also become manifested. And one who has developed those qualities is considered a very special personality, just as here Prahlad is being glorified for being a topmost devotee of the Lord, because his not only because of his management skills, as will be described later on in the life of Prahlad, how he became very exalted in his material activities and his leadership, but especially here is described how his intelligence and his influence is especially noted, and how he will be the greatest of the great souls. Again, Lord Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita that Mahatmanas Tumam Partha, that the great souls are those who are engaged in devotional service. And because they're engaged in that devotional service, they're especially important to society. And because of their engagement in devotional service, as Prabhupada points out here so nicely in the purport, their intelligence and influence becomes especially, it becomes very significant. And it's, again, it's something that is absent in the society in general. Because on one hand, the devotees who are engaged in devotional service, they're developing or they're manifesting godly qualities. Those who are manodate nasti tavato bahi, those who are not engaged in devotional service, they're simply on the mental plane. Even though they may be very expert in their yogic practices, or they may be very good in their honest work of maintaining their family and relatives, manodate nasti tavato bahi, they're considered mental or speculation. And even though they may be very expert, it's just like a parent who has a child who may be ill. And that parent may go to the pharmacy, and there's so many shelves of medicines, and decides, well, this medicine here looks pretty good. It's in a nice-looking bottle. and there's a nice label on it. I think I'll take this medicine and see if it works. No. The parent has to recognize what is the problem. Otherwise, that good intent, even your sincere in your trying to help, just like society, the government leaders may be very sincere. They may be very honest in their management, and they want to rectify the problems of society. But unless they understand the core problem, no matter what they do, it falls short. And in many cases, and in most cases, it'll cause a greater problem. So, it's not enough just to be honest. It's not enough just to be very expert in some material work. The Vedic literature has explained to us that the Nayam Atma Pravachanena Labhyo Namedeya Bahuna Shrutena is not by a great oratory activities or being very expert in a particular work, or it's not even so much by hearing, because there's a lot of people who hear, but really they're not assimilating, right? Shukadeva Goswami explains that again in Bhagavatam, Shrota Vyadini Rajana. There's so many things that people are discussing and hearing about, but really they're not hearing. So it's not that just to be working or honestly trying to maintain oneself or engage in some kind of activity, that it will address the real issue or the problem. One has to develop transcendental qualities. The process of devotional service is so unique, as Prabhupada points out here in the purport, that the process of devotional service is so special that it not only helps one in the material sphere, in one's material activities, but especially it brings one to a higher realization. And that realization or devotional service, we can understand, as Prabhupada points out here in the purport, is the real medicine, or is the real answer. Prabhupada, further in the purport here, he divides that up into three stages. Prabhupada points out here that the three stages of that devotional service can be are technically called sthayi bhava, or that where Krishna and his devotees are engaged in a relationship of equality, just like Krishna would be with his cowherd boys, or with Arjuna, even the Pandavas. There was a sense of equality and respect between the personalities in their relationship. So Srila Prabhupada explains that that stage, being sthayi bhava, is where, again, there is a level of equality between Krishna and his devotee. And then he further describes as anubhava, or where the symptoms of devotional service become more manifest in a particular quality. And that may be laughing in ecstasy, or remembering the Lord in such a advanced way that one becomes develops a certain ecstatic symptoms. breathing heavily or sometimes rolling on the ground. I remember years ago in Mayapur when I first went there, I remember there were some of the pilgrims would come and they would go before the deity and they would start rolling on the ground. And the devotees were quite a little curious and approached Srila Prabhupada and because, again, we understand from the Vedic scriptures that this could be a symptom of ecstasy rolling on the ground. And so the devotees approached Srila Prabhupada and asked him, Prabhupada, sometimes these individuals, they come and they roll around on the ground. How are we to understand this? Are they truly experiencing ecstatic symptoms? And Prabhupada's response was, well, you can kick them. And if they continue rolling on the ground, then we can understand that they're quite advanced. But ordinarily, they'll get up and they'll be startled or go away. So, not imitation ecstatic symptoms, but symptoms which are genuine. So, that, or laughing like a madman, just like we see in the case of Judd Bart. Right? Judd Bart was also experiencing those anubhava symptoms, so much so that the citizens of the state would think that who is this person? He's a madman, and they would throw things on him and insult him in so many various ways. So that again is another level of spiritual advancement and spiritual ecstasy. And then Prabhupada points out here the Mahabhava, which is experienced by Srimati Radharani and then later on by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So these stages of advancement are not ordinary. They're not and Prahlad here is particularly pointed out or mentioned because he would be exhibiting these transcendental or ecstatic symptoms because of his absorption and level of devotional service. And because of that, as Prabhupada points out here, due to his mature devotional service, he will certainly be situated in transcendental ecstasy. How is it that a small boy, despite being tortured in so many different ways, would remain undisturbed? Jivan muktasa uchate. It's understood from the shastras that one whose body, mind, and words, everything is absorbed in a devotional meditation and service, that person is liberated. Even though one may be in different conditions of material existence, as Prahlad, such a person is considered liberated. They're not under the influence and the conditions of suffering that your typical conditioned soul may experience. But because they're constantly absorbed in lotus feet of the Lord, they're always transcendental. And in the later on in the 10th canto, there's a very nice instruction when the demigods are praying for Lord Krishna and the Lord Krishna in the womb of Devaki. They recite some very wonderful prayers in which they're making that point, how by being constantly absorbed in the lotus feet of the Lord, one will always be transcendental. Abhishtacheta nabhavaya kalpate, that by being absorbed in the lotus feet of the Lord, one is always transcendental, situated on the transcendental platform. And because of that, they're hearing and chanting, and they're remembering, and then sharing that, or spreading that understanding, or causing others to experience that same devotion, the Lord becomes manifest. They can understand the Lord. So, Prahlad here, we're seeing that he certainly would constantly remain in meditation. He would, after this life, be able to quit his material body. And this is the highest, this is our goal in the process of bhakti, that we can remember Krishna in the course of our work, that we can focus our minds on the lotus feet of the Lord. And that meditation, Srila Prabhupada points out here, is more conveniently performed by chanting and hearing of the holy name of the Lord. Certainly we can engage in everyday services and the mind becomes controlled, but especially in this age, that meditation is strengthened by conveniently and constantly performing this chanting and hearing process, right? This is described in the Shastra, Harinam, 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 Eva Kevalam. It's the process that's recommended in this day and age, right? Kalyar Dosha Nidhe Rajan. That although there are so many difficulties and so many faults in this day and age, that there is one good thing, and that is that the Lord has appeared in His holy name. In previous ages, such as when Prahlad lived, or other examples given in the Bhagavatam, there were other opportunities for engaging in that process of devotional service, but especially in this day and age, this chanting of the holy name is especially potent. Kali Kala Nama Rupa Krishna Avatar, that Krishna is has appeared in this holy name personally, that the personality of Krishna has appeared in that holy name, and by chanting it, one associates directly with Him. And by that association, one is certainly delivered. So, this example of Prahlad is very instructive, because Prahlad was also constantly chanting and taking shelter of the holy name. And that is, that should be our example. Any, we'll end there. Are there any questions or comments? Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you for the class, Prabhuji. When we say that like great acts performed by people, common men follow. This phrase, does this also apply to great acts in terms of scale, but maybe not so good acts? Like, yeah. Hiranyakashipu, I'm sure he had lots of followers. Does this apply in the same way?
Whatever acts are performed by great men, so whether it be a demoniac person or a godly person, certainly people, certain individuals will make note of those activities and they'll follow them. They'll become cheaters, liars, stealers, or they'll become devotees. It's a fact. So we want to follow, of course, goes without saying, we want to follow those godly persons that will help us get out of this miserable material world. Sarva Deva Mayo Guru. These great personalities, such as Prahlad, they're the sum total of all good qualities, and they're, as Krishna says, representative of himself. All right, Jai Srila Prabhupada ki Jai.